Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and you are listening to Lilydale Radio. This is my show where I usually have a special guest on, and we talk about different spiritual topics. And you can tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. I do enjoy the people that are commenting on Facebook. That's always fun, but you can also call in if you want to join in the topic of discussion. And that number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. Most of you are tuning in on my Facebook page, which is Willa White Medium. And I am thrilled that my guest today is Barbara Sanson. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, Willa, thank you. Thank you.
Many of you do know Barbara. She is a face that many people see throughout the summertime. She's a registered Lilydale medium and has been for years, and as well as being the chairperson of the Healing Temple, which is a very special place here in Lilydale where spiritual healing is done at least twice a day in the summer
season.
So today we're gonna talk about the dynamics of giving and receiving a spiritual healing, so that you really understand the underpinnings of that and why it's an important process that people go through and how it helps people overall. So everybody, let's be so happy that Barbara is here. And as I said, if you have questions about spiritual healing, don't hesitate to call in.
Please.
818-739-8818. So, Barbara.
Thank you, Willa.
Yes.
And good morning, everyone. It's such a joy to talk about spiritual healing and the opportunity of serving as a healer, the opportunity of giving a healing, receiving a healing, coming to the Healing Temple sometimes and just sitting in silence. Not everyone always comes forward to receive a spiritual healing, and therefore I'd like to also say that not every time do you need to have the experience of hands-on healing to receive the renewal and the wonderful energy of spiritual healing. Spiritual healing is an old ancient art form. A primitive man placed hands on his clan, his group, and prayed or brought invoked messages from spirit to help them, and oftentimes people got better with simple remedies like herbs or teas or poultices that they used at that time. It is the intelligence of the spirit of God, or the life force, if we sometimes call it that, working through the person that is receiving the healing, as well as the, I'd use the word attunement or connection that the healer has in giving that person the experience of hands-on healing. Now, in hands-on healing or spiritual healing, some of the healers don't even touch the person, only at the end of the healing to take their hands and give them a brief prayer. All of those are correct, and all of those work. I want you all to remember, above all, it is between you and God, our Creator, the Divine, the Life Force. And as you believe that may be possible, the openings of the layers of consciousness happen and people receive. People can receive a simple thing of, oh, I feel so good. I know who I am in the light of God.
Yes.
And this is good for me. And now I can carry on my week or my month or day and go forward. It is like a prayerful intention, if you would.
Yes.
And remember, folks, the spirit of life is in all living things. God is the one that started our heartbeat or intelligence. And so the living God in intelligence lives in all humans. And when we go to that place and invoke that and allow it to sort of become stronger and rise up, if you will,
yes,
wonderful things happen for people.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a substitute for medical treatment. It is a complement, however, to medical treatments and
true,
medical therapies. And people in the summer, when our summer program is over, thousands, we sometimes have anywhere from 12 to 15 or 16,000 people per summer through the Healing Temple. It's really amazing. And to get a crowd of 100 people to be very quiet and not say a word is my major accomplishment. No, no. It is, they come into the temple, and the energy through love, prayer, intention has already been set by the healers and the long-standing energy of the Healing Temple. And people feel that.
Yeah.
The minute they come in the doors, they feel that. And you will get them chatting like little chatty Cathy's outside because they're excited and happy. And the minute they walk through the door, there's a reverence, a grace. The whole atmosphere changes from outside to inside because the real healing is evoked from the inside of us to the outside.
Yeah.
So they're already receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so beautiful for us. It makes our position as the human experience so much more in flow or easier to orchestrate or to use the spiritual healing format. And people just love it. So do cats, dogs,
yes,
animals, grandmothers, grandfathers, and even children, babies, and even if you would say, folks, in absence, as in absent prayer or absent healing. There's been many proofs of science by thought waves going out into the atmosphere and reaching another person,
mm-hmm,
as in mediumship, spirit connection,
yes,
psychic energy, so on and so forth. This is not new. It's been going on since the beginning of time. And when you can send a healing prayer, a love thought, a sense of compassion and healing to a person, a situation, oh my, those
yeah,
prayers make such a difference.
They sure
such
do.
Such a difference. So if we want to go back, do you want me to continue?
Absolutely. I think it's something, if you're not familiar with the concept of spiritual healing, you know, I know Barbara's going to be filling us in mm-hmm on that, so you'll have a better sense of what that means but by the end of today's program, okay?
That's good. That's
yeah,
really good. Well, thank you. Sometimes I get so excited and passionate and so uplifted to even speak about this,
yeah,
that I sometimes forget I have to start at step one. So thank you, Willa.
Just a little
okay
bit. And I do think that if anybody wants to go back in the archive videos, I have had Barbara on my show before, and we did talk about spiritual healing. And I can't remember the date right now, but if you go back in the archive videos on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium, you can find it and listen to Barbara speak about it on that day as well, in a different way, in a different way.
So
go ahead.
So let us talk to you folks about what to expect and how it is. Someone comes to the summer program, and perhaps that's their very first experience into the Healing Temple,
mm-hmm,
the opportunity of sitting quietly, and that can be a great challenge for many of us, just sitting quietly. But all the healing stuff can begin on the outside, but it all happens on the inside of our consciousness. And so people sit, there's a prayer, a little explanation. I might read, or someone might read, a little sacred passage or something, and then we invite people in a very orderly fashion, quiet fashion, to come forward row to row to sit in a lovely little bench where a healer is standing behind them. The healers are all trained and certified. Many of them are spiritualist ministers. Many of them are healers and mediums. Many of them have years and years of experience. And so we politely and respectfully ask you, may we place our hands on you in spiritual healing? That is a question that is answered by the recipient. If it is not comfortable for them to have any physical contact, then we work in the aura or the energy around a person. That's
yes.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm the airplane stewardess.
Yeah, you're doing great. Well, she's a healer too. Listen, with some of the situations they have to go through.
Yes.
And so what we do is respectfully offer just a little brief prayer, connect with a person. Some of the healers ask the recipient, do you have a specific intention? Because many people do when
yes.
they come forward
mm-hmm.
For this healing. And often people will say, yes, my sister, not themselves. They'll say, yes, my sister, yes, my father.
They could be sitting for someone else.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so I tell them to go to their heart space,
mm-hmm.
close their eyes, envision that person in love and light and wholeness.
Yes.
And through you and the energy of the life force and my intentions to be a loving healer, the energy will go to them. And so just breathe and receive. And I will also, if someone has never had a healing, explain to them that I might place my hands on the top of their head,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
on the sides of their face gently,
mm-hmm.
on their shoulders, on their back perhaps, and that's about it. I mean, some healers, everybody, there are many techniques to spiritual healing. They're basically all the same format with some subtle variations. But the opportunity is always present for a hands-on healing. It is the most comforting, loving, uplifting, and soothing experience I can think of outside of ice cream.
ice cream is pretty good.
Yes, it's very healing.
And I will say that with church-style spiritual healing, that's a lot of times how we refer to it,
yes.
church-style spiritual healing, because one of the aspects of spiritualism, yes, we believe in God. We believe that God is all there is,
mm-hmm.
but we also understand that mediumship and spiritual healing are expressions of God's love.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so that's why it's an important aspect of what we do here at Lilydale. And spiritual healing is an aspect of all the church services that the spiritualist churches do here in Lilydale.
Yes. Yes.
And it is a reverent part of the service.
Absolutely.
And it's important to know that healing does happen. Some people will make a special request for a certain part of their body that they feel
shoulder,
affected.
Shoulder, knee.
Yes.
Yes,
or emotionally.
Yes.
You know, things that they're wanting to
yes.
clear off with things. And, you know, certainly with spiritual healing, you're using the energy of the divine. It's coursing through you to them.
Mm-hmm.
So in that process, many times you're receiving a vicarious healing,
mm-hmm.
which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
but it's that energy that's coursing through you through the hands.
Yes.
That's why it's called hands-on healing.
Yes. And if we go back in history to Mesmer mesmerization by moving in patterns of hands around a physical body. There is energy there, folks. You can feel it. Whether it's hot or cold isn't necessarily right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
but you can sometimes feel the magnetism
and
the magnetic energy around people. And that is a part that the receiver also feels and experiences. And when they allow themselves to receive, and that's a big word, allow ourselves to receive.
Healing is all about what we allow.
Yes. And put their place in heartfelt, I would say, trust that this is good and wonderful and loving for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful things happen for people.
Okay.
Sometimes they race out of the healing temple. They're so happy and excited, and they want to put a prayer on the prayer tree, and they don't really know what's happened because
they haven't had a chance to process it.
Yes, right. That's what I'm saying. They haven't had a chance to understand the wonderful feelings. Now, this is important, that they have allowed themselves to receive.
Mm-hmm.
The healer is the conduit and yes, a healer's training, attitude, love, connection to their spirit guides and teachers is all very, very important. But the most important thing is the preparation of the person to receive. And some people are very, very nervous. And when you know that as a healer, then I suggest to the healers, do not become overly into their space. Stand back a little ways. Take their hands. Mm-hmm. Be gentle with that person. This is their first experience. And everyone receives the love of God. Oh, how yes. much they absorb that, how much they use that, how much they begin to understand that. Well, now, folks, that requires a little education and a little growing on our parts. But the more someone accepts that the love of God flows through me in vitality, balance, and healing, mm-hmm. the more it does good for them. And yet, I've been called to hospital beds. I've been called to situations where people know really nothing. And the healing energy is still placed upon them. And they still receive. So I want the folks that are there to realize that just because someone isn't, their light bulb isn't turned on to what they think they're going to get, doesn't mean they don't receive every healing that is placed upon someone or given around them has a direct positive and loving effect on them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it goes with them. And I sometimes say, somebody might only need one healing in a lifetime. It is very possible. Mm-hmm. If you, especially spiritual healing, you know, the word spiritual, you break it down as spirit you all.
Spirit you all.
So I always say it's a southern word.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, spiritual implies everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It implies all peoples, all cultures, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very user-friendly to everyone. And children, in Children's Week, we
yeah.
teach them very simply, and it is almost a glorious miracle to watch those young people. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
They know what to do,
yeah.
and they have an innate sense of love and letting it flow, and the people that come just love to receive from the children.
Oh,
that
of course.
Is, yeah.
There's a pure energy
yes.
that's there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And many children are natural healers. So they'll go up to their parents and cuddle them through their crisis sometimes.
Absolutely. Or their animal.
Yeah, their animal.
You know, or their friend. Or a little plant out in the woods. Or
mm-hmm.
sometimes their fire truck they try to fix.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, don't limit it.
That's right.
So spiritual healing is such a pure, easy, simple form of receiving and giving.
Mm-hmm.
And now when people have received and they go outside and they're kind of regrouping and breathing a little fresh air, they'll often put a prayer ribbon on the tree of prayer.
That's right outside the healing temple.
And we have thousands of ribbons at the end of
yeah,
the year.
Yeah, by the end of the season, it's just decorated with all these ribbons, different colors.
They'll say, new people who have never... Oh, I feel so much better. I feel energized. I feel awake. I feel
yeah.
alive. Now, it can work the other way, too, if you have a little hyperactivity or anxiousness, okay?
Yes, yes.
Or distress from any cause, it can calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
So people often feel, some of the people come in at the end of the service, but not at the very end, but they come in the last half.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to settle down for the night, so they want their healing then.
Yes.
Because it gives them good sleep,
mm-hmm.
it helps them be calm,
mm-hmm.
and it just, I think, helps them refocus on the quietness and the gratitude of our day. Yes.
And certainly a big aspect of it. I do notice we've got some callers that we should probably see if they have
Thank
some
you.
Great questions. about spiritual healing, because that's our topic today. If anyone does want to call in, then call-in number is 818-739-8818. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Wednesdays with Willa. And I have as my special guest today Barbara Sanson, who's a registered Lilydale medium and also the chairperson of the Healing Temple. And our topic today is the dynamics of giving and receiving spiritual healing. So I'm going to take our first caller at 6809, number ending in 6809. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. I grew up in the area of Lilydale, spent a lot of time there, and I've since in another location. But I'm just enjoying your show. My computer sometimes is acting up, so I'm calling in so I can hear on the phone. And
great.
Have you experienced
spiritual healing?
Pardon me?
Have you experienced spiritual healing here in Lilydale?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've gone many times. I've gotten spiritual healing, Reiki healing. I was part of a metaphysical church. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem to last too long. It seems like I'll get the healing and I'll be feeling really good vibes and everything. And then physically, I'm dealing with a physical issue that's ongoing. And I try to have faith in it that it's going to work. And I have the positive expectation. And then, of course, you get disappointed when it doesn't kick in like you think it will. And I'm sure I'm not alone.
Barbara's going to address that with you right now.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing your question with a vast audience, because this is a very common question or a very normal situation. Let me talk about first, there is no exact time frame for each healing. Remember, dear, when we walk through the atmosphere of this world, we are walking through everything that's ever happened since the beginning of time. We are walking through time and space. We are also the byproduct of our own thoughts and experiences. And so those things can all affect the longevity of how we are staying with us. I would certainly say it's one of the and I'm saying this in a loving kind of very elemental level. It's one of the finest desserts we can ever receive. So I would say to you, dear, if you could get a healing repetitiously, like once every 2 weeks, once a month, and if you can't do that, remember, you are the extension of the living God. And if you ask in the intention of your heart, and the spirit of life will in you place your hands on your heart and ask that God renew you mind, body, spirit in harmony and in balance. And you can do that 3 or 4 times a day, and just simply breathe in the new, let go of the old. The spirit forces that are yours and the divine essence of God will not let you down. Now, how long it lasts is anyone's.
And it's all individual, of course.
Everyone's individual. But for you, dear, who can't maybe readily get to someone who is a healer, you can experience that yourself through remembering a time that you experienced that healing and it felt wonderful. Go back to that time. Go back to that space. Invoke the light of God. Affirm that it's working for you. And then always, always, at the end of that 2 or 3 minutes, just sit there quietly and breathe. And at the end of that 2 or 3 minutes, say to yourself, be it out loud or be it silently in your heart, I hold gratitude. Thank you, Spirit, loved ones, guides, and teachers. Thank you, God.
Very nice. It's beautiful, yes.
Well, will you take that with you today, dear?
Yes, thank you very much for that reminder that we all can invoke the spirit on our own as well as through other sources, because we are part of the living God, and accept those those healing vibrations. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I do miss Lilydale very much. I don't think I've found a more peaceful and loving vibration than I did in that place.
Well, may you be able someday, dear lady, to return, but return in your heart.
Yes.
And remember and know that there are others, healers and ministers and mediums here that would love to remember you in prayer. We don't even need your name. We're just blessing that the thought goes out to you for renewal, harmony, and balance, and that you know that you are loved and that peace be yours.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. May I ask if you have any of your sermons on your website? I was looking to see if there were any.
For Barbara, Barbara Stanson's website is barbarastanson.com, correct?
That's correct.
And she doesn't have any, I don't think.
At this time.
Not at this time.
She's working on a book about
Oh, good. Yeah. She's working on a book that at some point will come out.
Yes.
So you can look forward to that. And if you're wanting to go back and listen to this on my Facebook page, Willow White Medium, when your internet's working, you can certainly look in the archive videos on my Facebook page and listen to it again. And Barbara was on, I can't remember what month that was. Was it November? I can't remember. But it's in the archive videos the other time she was here. So you're welcome to tune in. And I know you're going to stay on the line just to listen, and that's A-okay with me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Aw.
Nice lady.
Sweet lady.
And she asked a very good question.
It's an excellent question. And, you know, there are people that sometimes the spiritual healing is working on other levels that are actually
that they don't even realize
that they're needing help with. I know other faiths do have spiritual healing as well,
mm-hmm.
and they utilize them, and people have the same questions about their healings mm-hmm. that they can or cannot receive through those events, Christian healings,
mm-hmm.
things like
yeah.
that. And Johnny Air Sentada, in fact, I saw an interview with her, and she talked about how she hadn't received healing, and she was handicapped in a quadriplegic in her chair, and wondering why that hadn't happened. And she came to an understanding that there were other things that God wanted her to do, and to focus on
mm-hmm.
healings in other areas of her life, that
mm-hmm.
that was more important. So it's really fascinating,
it is
the
fascinating.
Way spiritual healing can work
mm-hmm.
and the dynamics behind it.
Yes, it can make you feel, of course, on the obvious, as most people look for, physical renewal.
Yes.
Okay. Emotional renewal, relieving yourself of a distress, a thought, a thing, something that's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
A mental renewal, having clearer thoughts about yourself, life, your connection to the divine. And most of all, as we call it, spiritual healing, that the energy of consciousness is renewed through you, to you, and around you for the understanding, folks, of who you are and who you are in the light of God. There will never be another rendition of us in the way that we currently are. Yes, we'll have children, grandchildren, but there's never another you. And you have a purpose, and I don't mean that's like, oh, my God, what is my purpose? No.
Don't panic.
You have a spiritual purpose.
We do.
And it's so simple that people almost pass it by. And that is to be loving to yourself first and loving to others in the sense of the golden rule and the principles of love thy neighbor as thyself. And I think that's very understated in our world today, and possibly it is a huge void that needs to be rekindled. But it starts with us, and
yes.
so does spiritual healing. And if we accept it within ourselves, we become so often easier on ourselves. Easier with others,
mm-hmm.
more content, more calm, more balanced. Things may not bother us as much
on
the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
And then we begin to say, wow, this feels so wonderful. So I feel so much better a year from the healing or whatever.
Right.
If you've done some intense inner work, they want to go and learn how to be a healer too.
Absolutely.
Because remember, I said to Willa, God has no favorites. This is a universal consciousness that belongs to everyone. However, in the beauty of spiritualism, we have practiced it, brought it forth, taught healers, and totally believe our spirit loved ones, guides, and teachers are working with us.
And I do want to mention that if you're wanting to know how to do spiritual healing, Barbara is going to be teaching a spiritual healing class Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and May 20th. On spiritual healing at the Church of the Living Spirit here in Lilydale.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wanting to know more about that or to register for that, you can look at the Church of the Living Spirit
mm-hmm.
website
mm-hmm.
and register for the class.
And I go a lot of places. A lot of people will say, oh, I have a church in so-and-so. Would you come and teach this with love, with joy?
Yeah.
It is such a wonderful, wonderful blessing to be able to, in as a teacher, give and receive, but also to see all of you out there get the concept, hey, I can do this too.
Yeah.
This can work for me and my family and my grandchildren or my husband or myself. And so you don't have to come to Lilydale to be a healer, because you can, but that requires some very specific
and dedication,
and training and dedication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can use it. Always remember, bless the good, ask for the intention of healing to come through you to the source of your healing.
Yeah.
Allow it to flow and bless in gratitude and thank you for this healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
Seeking and receiving and gratitude are the forces of love that keeps our universe going.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know we have another caller. I want to make sure we get to another caller. If anybody does want to call in to ask a question or have a positive comment about spiritual healing, our topic today is the dynamics of giving and receiving spiritual healing. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Wednesdays with Willa, and my guest is Barbara Sanson. She's a Lilydale registered medium and also the chairperson of the Healing Temple here in Lilydale. So I'm going to take caller 5034. Again, the number ending in 5034. Hello, and welcome to the show.
So I'm going to take caller 5034. Again, the number
Someone's listening. Well, just that go with love. She's obviously.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Did you have a question about spiritual healing today?
Hello? Oh.
Well, we'll just let that go with love.
Oh, you may have to turn your radio off so that you can hear me in the here and now.
Did you have a question about spiritual healing today?
So if you're wanting to ask a question, you'll probably need to turn off so you can hear me on your phone.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm hearing our show in the back.
Sorry. Yes. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. What question did you have about spiritual healing today?
Yes. I have a question. Between Reiki and the spiritual healing, what's the difference? For the energy is the difference, or?
Between Reiki and spiritual healing.
Yes. Because I received the spiritual healing last time there. Healing
temple. You've been to Lilydale.
Yes, mm-hmm. I had a very incredible feeling. But since I come back, in a few weeks later, I'm getting so tired again. Mm-hmm. So, but I used to receive the Reiki also, but I didn't feel like the same as before, mm-hmm. you know. Like compared with spiritual healing and the Reiki. So I didn't feel anything Reiki before.
The Reiki.
But I had a very wonderful healing and then feeling in their temple. So I want to know, because it was in a temple, Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or
same temple.
You know, yeah.
Barbara's
because
going
of
to
the
address.
Temple.
Thank you so much for asking, dear. And we welcome you to come back and visit us anytime. A couple of things,
yes.
I think that I heard you say. Every single healing, dear, even though you might not feel the instant rejuvenation, every single healing offered in intention, because Reiki has an intention, spiritual healing has an intention. Every healing given in love has a wonderful energy and permeates the atmosphere and affects you. Now, there's a three-way street here. It's a healer, you, and the divine source, or the spirit of life, or God, as we call it.
Triangle.
So there's a triangle of consciousness. And sometimes, this is why it's very, very important at the Healing Temple that all of the healers have accreditation, receive, and practice their art form of spiritual healing, because the more congruent, the more balanced, the more focused, the more in flow that we are, the better we are the conduit for the light of God and the spirit forces to move through us to you. Remember, dear, we are not the source of the healing. The divine God and spirit forces are the source. We are merely the conduit, and also they teach that in Reiki. But you know, dear, things happen. We're human. That, now, if we go to our human side, we think about our grocery list. We think about filling the car up with gas. We might think about the argument that somebody had in the store behind us. We might think of what we have to do later. We might also be very distressed and worried about an illness, an emotional condition, a situation. Now, the energy that is sent to you through the healer or prayer or intention has to permeate any of that, if you will, negative or unhappy energy. It doesn't mean to say that you're unhappy, but all of your, you may be carrying along with you the energy of forces of thoughts, conditions, situations that really, dear, you can do nothing about it if it belongs to someone else. But, oh my gosh, I'm so worried about so-and-so. So I would suggest preparation for you to receive a healing, sitting in a mindfulness state of meditation, cleansing my body perhaps with water. Water is a very powerful cleanser, a nice shower, a nice getting yourself ready. And to the best of any human being's ability, simply letting go, not thinking about the experience, but closing eyes, going to heart, and allowing yourself to receive. There's Reiki is a lovely and beautiful form of hands-on healing. I respect it greatly. Spiritual healing is what I learned from ground zero, if you will, myself. I have learned therapeutic touch, touch for health, Reiki, but I feel, in my opinion, that spiritual healing is the true, uncluttered form of healing that is between the recipient and the divine. We just bring that energy to you. So, my dear, like I told the other receiver, place your hands on your heart. Ask the renewal of the divine to bring that energy through you in love, that you are willing to receive and accept love at this moment,
yes,
and bless the experience. We thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling. And I think this is a good time for us to tell them the spiritual healing prayer.
Absolutely. I have it right here.
And for those of you who don't know it, Barbara's going to read it aloud to you.
It is a simple little prayer that spiritualism, I do believe, created this and adopted this many years ago. And we give these little cards out at the Healing Temple.
Yes.
But I also encourage all of the healers to practice practice, using what they've learned, not just the technique, folks, but practice in their heart of being empty of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they come to the healing, they are absolutely focused only on the greater good of that for the person receiving.
Yes.
So this is one way. It's a lovely prayer. And I don't want to miss any words, so let me just do this, please. I ask, and in asking, it is up to you to seek.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstruction from my mind and body and to restore me to perfect health. I ask this in all sincerity and honesty, and I will do my part. We'll talk about that afterwards. That's a very big one. I will do my part. I ask the great unseen healing force to help both present and absent ones who are in need of help and to restore them to perfect health. I put my trust in the love and the power of God. It could say, I put my trust in the love and power of the Supreme, the Divine, the Isness, the Life Force, however all of you folks express the godly source of spirit. It is within us and around us for every single person on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very effective prayer. It's been used for oodles of years.
Oh, it's wonderful. And the part about, and I will do my part.
Yes.
Now, there's a little interesting topic unto itself.
We only have a couple minutes.
We have a responsibility when we receive that. I say, may it stay with me for my lifetime and work for the greater good of any condition, situation, or thought that I need to learn or I need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do my part may require medical treatment, may require psychological help,
mm-hmm.
may require taking care of myself somehow,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And may require that I practice spirituality in some way. Come to Lilydale. There's hundreds of classes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it begins to unfold the layers of our belief systems that have held us back from accepting and receiving spiritual healing or renewal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely agree. Because one of the aspects of spiritualism is that we believe and understand spiritual natural law and that we have personal responsibility.
Yes.
We take that upon ourselves to do our parts. If other people are doing their parts and God's doing and God's doing that part, but we have our responsibility.
Yes, we do.
We can't just put it in the hands of everybody else.
people want to.
It's
oh, so
absolutely.
Much easier. But we do have, that's why, and it says, and I will do my part.
Yes.
And it's loving and gentle, and there's no need for us to be hard on ourselves, but we come to our hearts in pureness and sincerity with compassion.
Yes.
And let the love of the Spirit love us. We kids. Okay?
Absolutely. Beautifully stated. Beautifully stated. You've done a great job, I think, of explaining about the dynamics of giving and receiving spiritual healing. And for those of you, like I said, that are interested in learning more from Barbara about spiritual healing, she does have that class coming up May 19th and May 20th at the Church of the Living Spirit here in Lilydale. And then this summer, as part of the Lilydale Summer Season Program, on August the 21st, she's doing an advanced spiritual healing class.
Yes, and they must have already taken spiritual healing.
So it's a prerequisite that you've already had spiritual healing. So you might want to get here for May so you could be here for August. And then the children's healing class is on July 22nd. That's part of the Children's Week. That's Future Healers if you're looking for it in the catalog. Yes. The paper catalog for Lilydale has come out, but they've gone green. So if you want a more descriptive version of things, you need to look online at the LilydaleAssembly.org website.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to mention that next week as my guest on May 2nd, I will have Judith Rochester here, and we are going to be discussing exploring prayer. And I especially wanted her to come and speak with us and have that conversation because the National Day of Prayer is the following day, May 3rd. So just to kind of prep you guys that way. And then on May 9th, I'll be doing my JCC, Jamestown Community College, event at the Jamestown, New York campus. I teach there every spring and fall, and this time around I'll be doing messages from Spirit, so how to recognize Spirit in your life, and be doing some messages at that event. So if you want to register for that, I do have information about it online on my website, willowwhite.com, and also posted as an event on my Facebook page, Willow White Medium. So you need to register with Jamestown Community College for that. And I do have other great guests coming on. I just want to mention that I'll be going on radio show hiatus during the 9-week summer season because it is crazy busy between my family and my work and everything. So I will resume in September, but come the end of June, you're going to have to just look at the archive videos of me until September. I will be doing some Facebook Lives spontaneously throughout the season, so you get another dose of Willa. But if you want to tune in the other radio shows, we do have Wednesday night with John White at 8 p.m., and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. with Celeste Elliott, and then Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. with Colleen Vanderzijn. We're all registered mediums, and so there's plenty of opportunities to have Lily Dale come into your home, so to speak, through Lily Dale Radio. And hope that you take advantage of all of that. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and thank you for being my guest today. You're a perfect person to talk about spiritual healing,
so
Barbara.
And may healing be yours, ladies and gentlemen. The light of God flows to you and around you always in love.
Always. Beautiful. Thank you, everyone.